This is the COP29 report, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I am Corvin Harry. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is among countries gathered in Baku, Azerbaijan, for this year's United Nations Conference of Parties, or COP29. The delegation comprises a diverse group of individuals united by a common passion to be heard on climate matters. This year, St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be part of a larger voice, the Alliance of Small Island States, AOSIS Bloc. Advisor and technical lead to the delegation, Edmund Jackson, provides an insight as to the individuals and areas of interest representing the country at COP29.
The delegation from St. Vincent and the Grenadines to COP29 will be headed by Minister of Tourism, Honorable Carlos James, also Minister of Agriculture, Sabuta Caesar, will also attend the COP in his capacity. Myself, Edmund Jackson, will be the technical lead. We also have Mr. Ed Dunbar from the FCG Joint Mission. He will follow adaptation. Nafisha Richardson, Chair of the Climate Change Sectoral Group of the SVG Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, will also be attending, and she has been to previous COPs. She has some experience under her belt already. Westford Joseph from Foreign Affairs will also be in attendance, as well as Shafiq Sam from Foreign Affairs, who will also be following important issue of finance. And we have an adaptation and finance specialist in the person of Courtney Bailey, who will also be attending. We have a healthy mix of individuals. A well-balanced delegation from St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be going to COP.
As 198 parties from around the world converge in Baku, each with their individual major areas for discussion, Jackson shared some of the key areas of concern for the Vincentian delegation.
We've been trying to build on previous COP, so we're building on the outcomes of COP28. And many of our priorities would be similar to those of other small island states within the Caribbean region and also in the Pacific. This is why we negotiate as a bloc called the Alliance of Small Island States, AOSIS. There are a couple of things I will be focusing on. One would be the conclusion of the global stocktake. The other is to ensure that we have the establishment of a fair and ambitious new collective quantified goal on climate finance, and this will be above and beyond the $100 billion that was promised per year many years ago coming out of Copenhagen. These monies are obviously to meet the needs of developing countries, and in particular for those of SIDS and LDCs in these developed countries.
An agreement on the new collective quantified goal, NCQG, for climate finance is set to become the defining moment of the conference from all indications. And Jackson says St. Vincent and the Grenadines will use the opportunity to highlight the importance of climate financing to SIDs.
In addition, the operationalization of the loss and damage fund, this was agreed upon in Dubai last year. It has been capitalized to the tune of over $700 million already. But we need to operationalize this so that small island developing states like St. Vincent could access those monies.
The Caribbean's 1.5 to Stay Alive initiative was a historic and successful campaign and continues to echo around the world, particularly in small island states like those of the Caribbean. Jackson says this is one of the items that will remain high on the agenda at COP29.
We have to focus on keeping the 1.5 degree goal in sight, and this would mean ambitious greenhouse gas reductions for many countries, and this is integrally linked to adaptation. As you know, we had the passage of Hurricane Beryl recently in July, and you saw the devastation that it caused in our Grenadine islands of Kanawan, Union, Mayo, and Carriacou also suffered a lot of damage, so adaptation is very important for us as well, and we'll be also be looking forward to that. Can't forget also the fact that we need to mitigate and adapt to climate change, that we need to have transfer of technology from developed to developing countries, and also South-South cooperation between other developing countries. And the issue of capacity building is also important.
Voice of Edmund Jackson, technical lead and climate change advisor to the St. Vincent and the Grenadines COP29 delegation. This has been the COP29 report, made possible by Climate Tracker Caribbean, and I am Corvin Harry.